Good afternoon from the KWAT newsroom. I'm Mike Tanner. A Watertown man charged with killing his roommate earlier this month has pleaded not guilty. 30-year-old Donald Vincent Heron appeared in court today via closed-circuit television, appearing with his defense attorney, Scott Bratland. Heron pleaded not guilty to charges of second-degree murder and first-degree manslaughter and requested a jury trial. Heron is alleged to have shot and killed his roommate, 30-year-old Seth James Murray, at a home in the 600 block of First Avenue Northwest in Watertown during the early morning hours of January 12th. Police have said alcohol appears to have been a factor in the shooting and that Heron may have been playing around with a loaded handgun when it discharged, with a bullet striking Murray in the head. Heron was initially charged with first-degree manslaughter and reckless discharge of a firearm. He was later indicted on the second-degree murder charge by a Cottington County grand jury. A trial date has not been set. A defendant accused of fatally shooting a Del Rapids, South Dakota man says he was aiming for his shoulder during a confrontation. 24-year-old Alex Wittenberg is on trial for murder and manslaughter in the shooting death of 39-year-old Jonathan Putman in November of 2016 in Del Rapids. Wittenberg took the stand Monday in the fifth day of his jury trial. Wittenberg has maintained he was acting in self-defense when he shot Putman. Wittenberg was with Putman's soon-to-be ex-wife to drop off Putman's children for a visit when the men fought in the street. The Senate Judiciary Committee on a 5-2 vote passed a bill today that would eliminate the need for a permit to carry a concealed pistol in South Dakota. A similar bill passed the legislature last year, but was vetoed by Governor Dugard. The bill is opposed by the governor's office again this year. The sponsor of the bill this year is State Senator Lance Russell of Hot Springs. He says some 21 other states allow permitless concealed carry.
I think that it's been borne out in the other states that it's worked. I think that it's time that we go ahead and pass this legislation into the statutes of the state of South Dakota.
Dick Teason of the South Dakota Sheriff's Association says they oppose the bill.
Our present system allows us all the assurance and the comfort of knowing that we have screened for those who may be mentally ill and that we have screened for those who may be habitual criminals that seek to carry firearms concealed.
He says about 5% of those who apply for concealed permits are denied. That measure now goes to the full South Dakota Senate. Neil Tapio was the director of the Donald Trump for President campaign in South Dakota in 2016. Today, Tapio made it official. He'd like to join the commander-in-chief in Washington, D.C. Tapio, a first-term Republican state senator from Watertown, officially launched his campaign for South Dakota's only seat in the U.S. House of Representatives.
Faith and family and freedom and free enterprise, those are kind of the reasons that I want to run for the U.S. House. I believe that we need to defend our values, and we need to take that into government. And as a people, we need to have a representative government that reflects what we teach, or the values that we teach at home, and they should be reflected in government.
Tapio talked about his diverse work background.
The banking industry. I worked for Wells Fargo Financial. We made loans to small businesses and small consumer loans. I worked as a campaign manager for a congressional candidate. I've worked in the housing industry. I built 39 spec homes in Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Tapio is entering the race a little more than 4 months before the Republican primary, while his opponents, Dusty Johnson and Chantel Krebs, have been raising money and campaigning since last year. Tapio says that's by design.
I think the campaigns are too long in this state. They're too long all around the country. The idea that you have to raise $1.5 million or $2 million to get elected to just represent the people, I think is a terrible process. I wanted to shorten the campaign up as much as possible.
Tapio says he will balance campaigning and doing his work as a state legislator by surrounding himself with great people.
My goal is to assemble the most professional team possible. I have an amazing campaign staff already developed, as well as I'm reaching out to nationally and internationally to be able to run the most professional campaigns that South Dakota has ever seen.
Tapio was joined at today's news conference by longtime friend and former state legislator Al Koistinen, who Tapio says will serve as his campaign treasurer. Bond has been set at $500,000 for a man accused of trying to hit a police officer with his vehicle in North Dakota. 22-year-old Ulysses Villalobos Alvarado appeared in court Monday on felony charges of attempted murder and fleeing a police officer. He said he would accept a public defender for now, but will eventually seek his own attorney. Villalobos Alvarado is accused of trying to run over a Bismarck policeman who subsequently shot him in the arm. It happened January 18th as police and probation officers were conducting a probation search. Villalobos Alvarado later turned himself in at a gas station in Brookings. Landowners in South Dakota did not rush into a new program that gives tax breaks to land set aside as buffer strips near rivers and lakes. The State Revenue Department says just under 300 acres were enrolled in the program that was authorized by last year's legislature. Jay Gilbertson is the manager of the East Dakota Water Development District in Brookings, and he calls it a lukewarm response.
I think statewide there were only about 25, maybe 30 parcels enrolled in the program. You know, for us, it was good. About 73% of those were in the Big Sioux Basin within the East Dakota Water Development District, but it didn't amount to a whole lot.
Gilbertson says one of the problems was there was no push to get landowners involved.
I think for a first-year program, it was disappointing. At the same time, there wasn't really a champion. The Department of Revenue announced it, made the forms available, but with a lot of these things, you know, you maybe need somebody out there kind of knocking on doors and that sort of thing.
Landowners can get a 40% tax reduction on land they enroll in the buffer strip program. Well, the South Dakota Certified Beef Program that was established during the Mike Rounds administration is still on the books, including its trademarks. The program was designed to label beef products South Dakota born, raised, and harvested. South Dakota Stock Growers Executive Director Sylvia Kristen says there was an attempt last week in the state legislature to get rid of the program.
A legislator this year, Dan Allers, proposed to delete the program just because it hasn't been used for so many years. But the ag groups kind of felt that he probably had a point that we haven't used it and haven't had good conversations in the last few years about what needs to happen with that program. That being said, we asked him to please hold off and give us a little time now that we've been spurred a little bit here to give us time to have the conversation.
Kristen says her group and other ag organizations were able to get Allers to hold off on the legislation for a year so discussions can be held to see if there's a way to revive the program. Kristen says the South Dakota Certified Beef Program failed to get going after the Northern Beef Packers plant in Aberdeen closed. News is available anytime on our homepage, gowatertown.net. That's what's happening from the KWAT Newsroom. I'm Mike Tanner.